Just in the last few hours, the militant group Hamas, which controls Gaza and Israel, have agreed to a truce. Tensions had been running extremely high. Militants in Gaza have been firing rockets and mortars at Israeli towns, and Israeli jets then fired on targets in Gaza. In the last decade, Hamas and Israel have fought three wars. For now, both sides seem to have pulled back from a fourth. Foreign affairs correspondent Nick Schifrin looks at the last 24 hours there and begins his story in Gaza City on a tense morning.
In one of the densest places on the planet, an Israeli airstrike hits a single building. On a busy Gaza City street, massive bombs dropped by U.S.-made jets shake the ground. Since yesterday, Israel's launched more than 150 strikes on Gaza. As Hamas militants release video of rockets they fire from Gaza into Israel, Hamas has fired more than 180 of the often crude rockets aimed toward nearby Israeli towns. It's been 4 years, the last Gaza war, since the area has been this tense. In Israel, the sound of those rockets and the Israelis firing back can be terrifying. Fearful families wedge themselves behind dumpsters and try and reassure frightened children. In Sderot, one of the Israeli towns closest to the Gaza border, a city worker cleans up a sidewalk hit by a Hamas rocket. Another left pockmarks on the wall of this apartment complex. More than 25 Israelis have been injured. Some Gazans have launched incendiary kites over the border, burning nearby fields, including Alon's, who didn't give his last name.
What you see around us is the reality of our lives. Every day we have like tens of fires erupting because of balloons and kites sent from Gaza. And the message or the purpose of it is to terrorize our life.
Often, Israelis try to find space in overcrowded, hardened shelters. In Gaza, there are no shelters. One strike hit this house. The family who lives here says a 23-year-old woman and her daughter, Bayan Hamas, were killed. Another strike targeted a car and its driver, identified by both sides as a Hamas leader. His family said goodbye in the local morgue. And another bomb destroyed a water treatment facility. The huge pipe that used to help treat water, now replaced with raw sewage. 97% of Gaza's water is undrinkable, and every day sewage flows into the Mediterranean. There are only 4 hours of electricity every day. The humanitarian crisis and the frayed nerves from increased airstrikes have overwhelmed Gazans, says Gaza researcher for the humanitarian organization Gisha, Mohammed Azeza.
I can't describe the fear of my children when they're hearing the bombs. I can't describe the crying and the fear in my wife's eyes. It takes us back to what happened in 2014, in 2012, and 2009. We remember also the crying of the children, and also we remember the huge destruction of the home in Gaza City. This is what we remember when we hear the airstrike.
But for Israel, the barrage of Hamas rockets could not go unanswered, says Ambassador Danny Dannon, Israel's permanent representative to the UN.
So I think what we are doing now is the minimum in order to stop the rockets from flying into Israel.
But Israel does not want war, and Hamas, despite wanting to look strong, also does not want war. So both sides agreed with international mediators to a tentative truce.
If it will be quiet in Israel, it will be quiet in Gaza. That's what we told all those people who tried to mediate and to bring tranquility to the region. We have no reason to seek escalation in the region. We want the Israeli children to enjoy their summer vacation. We want the Palestinian in Gaza to also enjoy their summer vacation.
The long-term humanitarian crisis in Gaza remains. But right now, Hamas and Israel are focused on the short term, hoping tonight stays quiet to avoid having to fight a fourth war. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.